This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off our number three in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll go back to the phones where we've got John, who held over from the last segment of hour two. John apparently is the president of the Heather Fan Club.
Shut up.
And he wanted to actually wind up talking about speed limits and private roads. So, John, thank you
They're
for
They're just hating because they don't have
over.
Any fans.
I have fans.
I have fans, too.
John's just not the president of my fan club.
Wait, who's your fan? Ralph? Is that his name?
No. No.
Who's the one that got put on timeout for 3 months?
Oh, James from Albuquerque.
Oh, yeah. He's your fan,
James
Daryl.
James from Arizona. I'm sorry.
No. John,
no.
You're back on the air. Continue with your thoughts.
So, anyways, what I think I was saying something about, like, teaching people about, you know, the little tyrannies in their life that government does or whatever. And I think that if you just explain these things and getting people upset and just being like, yeah, why are we paying all these parking tickets, speeding tickets? There's a ticket for everything, you know?
It's right.
I always bring up the point and be like, can you name one thing that you do during the day that isn't regulated by some sort of government agency? And I don't know.
When you go to the bathroom, you can't have a 5-gallon tank on the back of your toilet anymore because government.
Yep. That's illegal now.
Wait, what?
And it's like,
Toilet tank sizes are regulated in the government deciding that they were going to...
That was back in the 90s.
Yeah.
We've got to, you know, conserve water.
Conserve
and
water,
people are just using
it.
Too much water when they flush. So now we have these low-flow something-somethings that have, what is it, like three...
Is it? I can't remember the size. I want to say 2 or 1.75 or something like that. But it is designed
to...
You've
got to flush like 2 or 3 times generally, and so you're using more water than if you had that regular 5-gallon tank.
That might be your 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day.
Oh, God.
The point is even that... Even that, like the most private of things we do every day, has a level of government regulation. It's insane.
Yeah, and even, I mean, Rand got made fun of in the 2000s for making a statement. They're like, really, you're concerned about toilets? And it's like, kinda. Why are we worried about this?
That's kind of my whole thoughts when the gender thing with the bathrooms came up.
Totally.
Right.
I'm like, why are we talking about this? Like, when was the last time you went into the bathroom and, like, cared about it's someone else's business, you know what I mean? You go in there and do your own.
Here's the thing about the whole bathroom debate is it's a problem created by government that then people are asking, how's the government going to solve? And you might be asking...
That's usually what happens.
Yeah, like, what do you mean, Daryl, that this is a problem created by government? There's a bunch of statutes, and I know in New Hampshire they specifically have this statute that if you have, you know, more than certain number of people or seats for people in your restaurant, you must have separate gender restrooms, and there's regulations
for
other businesses.
I feel like the media perpetuates a lot of the problems, though. It's not just the government, it's the media, too. They definitely perpetuate a lot of division and,
they're perpetuating how do we fix this problem without looking at the fact that it was government.
Has to give Caitlyn Jenner a platform, you know what I mean? Nobody's got to give her a microphone.
Right, but if government comes up with rules of regulations that define how many restrooms you must have,
then typically have them for each gender.
The media net rarely comes out and says, well, let's see what the free market will do about this problem.
No, but the media can impact the free market. They have pull.
No doubt, but the point is the media will frequently, I will say most media, will frequently run with the narratives. Exactly what you're saying. Well, we can only expect to see regulations that will solve this problem for us, you know?
Right, instead of, oh, let's remove the regulations that say that right. Target has to have separate bathrooms.
Point, though.
Let's just have, I love the single stall bathrooms in gas stations, but they still have the sign, male and female.
Like, we're a part of the problem because we're sitting here talking about it.
I'm talking about removing the regulate and just have a single stall bathroom and anybody can go in that single stall bathroom.
First come, first serve, no problem. Right.
Okay.
Right. Go ahead with your thought, John.
But with the on the media platform, you know, like if you have everyone that's desperately trying to comply with these new rules, and if they don't, they get fined, so they get revenue for the government. But I think the media really likes to have villains. So it's like, oh, this pizza place, you know, doesn't allow transgender, blah, blah, blah. They don't make some sort of multi-use bathroom for said people or what have you. And all the people that are, quote-unquote, being heroes and doing the right thing, just trying to comply with the government regulations, you know, they're not going to sell, you know, media time because they're, you know, they're just complying with the law. So they're just doing the bare minimum. And, you know, they might as well comply. It's the right thing to do. But if somebody stands against it, they're a villain. And that sells.
Exactly. It used to be that would get you viewers. Now it gets you clicks.
No, I'm pretty confident, though, that the media make up villains half the time. You know what I mean? I just don't see enough villains in my day-to-day life. I mean, I know some people, but no, I really do think they make up a lot of stuff, and they twist and distort the stories, and, you know.
Of course they do, because they want clicks. The best way to wind up getting clicks on your website is say, want to get rid of clickbait? Find out here. Number 7 will amaze you.
Try this one weird trick to get rid of clickbait.
John, thank you for the call. Let's go to Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, are you a member of the Heather Fan Club?
Where'd he go?
Stefan, did you mute yourself?
Stefan?
I don't know what is going on with Stefan. He's definitely unmuted.
There he is.
There he is. Are you a member of the Heather Fan Club?
No, but if such a thing exists, I'd like to join. And if I had a choice, I'd be the president of your fan club.
Aww. Go with your thoughts, Stefan.
I had read a story earlier about apparently, you hear about this in the news all the time. There's some, you know, 6-year-old kid or something that, you know, finds a gun and ends up shooting themselves. And then people go on this giant tangent about how everybody needs to lock up their guns and things like that. Do you think, as I do, that this is more of a problem of the parents not keeping track of their kids, or do you think this is an issue of somebody not securing their firearms?
Well, this sounds like parents not keeping track of their firearms and their kids.
In either case, it's a matter of responsibility. And I didn't need a law to tell me that when my child was young that I shouldn't leave guns laying around.
Right.
That was just common sense.
Do you need a regulation, Chris, telling you, you know, don't leave alcohol where children can get it? Or you're just smart enough to know, put it on the top shelf?
I was fine with that till the kids got to be about 12. I just don't see the need for regulation. Because what that means is should you find a place that you're confident that your kid cannot get into, but for whatever reason, the powers that be, the authorities, have some excuse to come into your home and they see it and they go, well, we don't see a trigger lock on that weapon, even though it's safe and it's out of reach. Well, okay, then we're going to find you or we're going to take your guns.
I don't see a trigger lock on your trigger lock.
Yeah, that's the insanity it comes to. And that's what a lot of these anti-gunners push for. They want to see a trigger lock on every firearm so it's absolutely safe. Well, the person it's safe for is for the robber coming in because it's going to take me 5 minutes to find the key to that damn thing, you know, or unlock it. It's stupid.
Well, safe storage laws are something that a lot of other countries have, and it's something several states, like California, for example, were pushing for. And I believe that the District of Columbia, for the longest time until the Heller decision, had safe storage laws. And honestly, when somebody asks me, should somebody store their guns safely, my answer is always, it depends. You know, it depends. Do you have a liability in your household? Is there a child? Is there somebody that's mentally ill? Is there somebody who just doesn't know... Go ahead.
I think that when you ask the question, should somebody store their gun safely? Like, that's a no-brainer. It's yes. It's the question becomes, how do you enforce it?
I got more on this.
The question is also, what do we mean by safe?
Stop interrupting.
We're coming up on a break, Heather, and I'm not supposed to say break, but I have to cut you off because I can't delay this. Thoughts welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com. The three most important things you can do for Free Talk Live are, one, share one episode a week on Facebook or in some other social networking site. Two, buy the things you buy online through shop.freetalklive.com. Three, give $5 a month to the AMP program. It's my firm belief that Free Talk Live's AMP program is the best use of your charitable dollar among liberty-oriented organizations. Support all the organizations you love. But make sure you give $5 a month to AMP at amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And how would you like to save money on things that you were going to buy anyway? What if I told you that you could save 5% on things you were going to buy from Amazon? What if I told you you could save 25%? Even better, right? Yeah, it's amazing. And I actually just saved 33% on something using saveatpurse.com. So the way this works, you go to saveatpurse.com. Create an account. You then go to your Amazon account. You put things in a wish list. You import the wish list into Save It Purse. You then fund the account with Bitcoin. And then somebody winds up picking up the items. They pay for the items in whatever currency they use. You get the items. You then go to saveitpurse.com and you wind up, after the items get received, you wind up marking them as received, and the person that bought the items, they wind up getting Bitcoin. It's super easy, and again, you can save a bunch of money. I've saved close to, I think, $500 using it over the course of a couple of years. Saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, we were in the middle of a discussion where you had asked the question,
oh, yeah.
Should people safely store firearms?
Let me finish my thing.
And Heather was giving an answer, but she did not define what she meant when she said, yes, people should store them safely.
Now, my reasoning was, yes, people that own guns should do their own risk assessment. If you got kids in your house, whatever the case may be, and put them in a reasonably safe place, that's just common sense logic. What I don't agree, not that I don't necessarily agree, but I don't think it's possible to have a law, like, how do you enforce a law requiring people to safely store them? That involves
having somebody
go...
The same way they enforce all laws, they hire police to go around.
Go home to home and, like, you have to what? Like,
that's been brought up.
They do that in some countries.
Yeah, but then as soon as the police leaves, how do you know they don't take it and leave it on the
counter
somewhere?
Show up?
Like,
right.
Those laws are pointless, though, because even if the police go there and everything's secure, as soon as the police walk out the door, somebody could take their gun and put it on somewhere else. So the whole law and enforcement of it is just impossible, and I think laws like that only exist to help people sleep better at night.
In the United Kingdom, I know because I had spoken to a gentleman named Callum, the police will randomly show up to your house to check if your guns are stored safely.
Yeah, I'm all set with that.
Because they registered there, correct?
I don't want men with guns randomly showing up at my house.
It comes to the point of
so, Chris, you can never show up at her house.
Hey, what's that about?
Uninvited.
Jesus. Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Stefan.
It gets back to the point of what is safe storage, because, you know, I doubt I would fit any criteria for safe storage. I get a lot
are
of...
Are you a gun?
He has guns.
Yes, and, you know, a lot of people would say they're not safely stored because, you know, to be honest, they're just kind of lying around. That's
Thank
not
you.
Something I've ever...
Allegedly.
No, I'm the same way. My guns, I have no small children in the house. I have no great apes or anything that are likely that have opposable thumbs and could pick up a gun and fire it. So there are guns literally within arm's reach of where we sleep, within reach of doors if we have to open a door.
But I'm different. Go ahead, sorry.
No, that's my point is safe for me.
Common sense logic. It's called risk assessment.
That's right.
But I'm different in the way that, you know, I don't see guns, you know, like a lot of people do. A lot of other people see guns as, like, simply a defense tool or a hunting tool. You know, everybody asks, why do you need to have a gun? And my only answer is always the same. I don't need a gun. I just think guns are cool. I have no intention of ever shooting anybody.
Right.
Or really hunting anymore.
If you had intentions of shooting people, I would worry about your mental health.
Right.
Well, I'm talking about those people who are always, you know, bragging about how prepared they are. Like, oh, if somebody breaks into my house, I'll show them who's boss.
Right,
you know?
There are the people, weakest people have the biggest mouth.
But there are the people that basically they come across as sort of violence fetishist.
Yeah, like
But I talk
that to happen.
So for I talk about it on the air, and I talk about the fact that there's guns lying all over my house, but it's. The reason is because I'm on the radio.
Right.
You know, in day-to-day conversation, people don't come into my shop. Hey, how are you doing? Great. You know, I got a Ruger right next to my bedside. You know, that's really
right.
Cool to me.
But
I don't do that.
You know what I'm talking about when I say the violence fetishist, to where the people, you know, like just in regular conversation, are, you know, I really hope that blah-da-da-da-da happens so I can use this
the
gun.
Balloon goes up.
There's a lot of, what are the anarchists and libertarians that are like that, where they just want to, like, fight
those
government.
Those are the people I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I had watched this, it's funny, I had watched a video a while back. It was like a little cartoon. Somebody had broken into this guy's house, and he's like, oh, I've been waiting for this day, and he spends so much time figuring out what gun he wants to shoot somebody with that they've already made out with this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen that. It's good.
Stefan, thank you for the call. Let's stay on Skype and go to Riley calling in. Riley, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys, everybody. I just want to mention briefly before I get into my topic about the Daily Digest, which is what I put together for Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so what is that Daily Digest?
Yeah.
So the Daily Digest is 20 to 30 minutes of audio that I take from each episode, and usually it's what I would call the best of, in my opinion. So I put it into an episode. People can subscribe to it like a podcast.
Yes, and you can find the feed for that and all of the other feeds that we have at feed.freetalklive.com.
And, Riley, this is Chris. I just never get a chance to talk to you. Thank you so much for putting that together.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm glad to do it.
Oh, I want to check it out now. I didn't even know about this.
Yeah, so if you don't have 2 hours to listen to the full podcast of the show, or if you don't have 1 hour to listen to it at double speed, like I listen to podcasts, you can catch a 30-minute version, the Daily Digest, the best of. And again, Riley does create that, and that gets posted. Again, you can find the feed for that at feeds.freetalklive.com and subscribe to just that or all of the audio content that we have. So continue with your thoughts, Riley.
So I wanted to talk about this mania going on with some of the Christian world where they think that September 23rd, because of planetary alignments, is going to be the end of the world. And it's weirding. It's really weird to me because throughout the centuries, people have been claiming the end of the world is coming, the end of the world is coming, and it hasn't come yet. So.
I think this is about the 15th end of the world that I've lived through.
The ones that you know of. Right.
The first one I remember was in like 1988 or 89, and then there was another big one in like the year 2000 where, again, there's this planetary alignment that happens once every 50 billion years, and this is like the fifth planetary alignment thing that I've heard of that happens every, you know, astronomical number of years. We'll hold you over because I definitely want to hear more about this supposed end of the world on Saturday. I hope the world doesn't end on Saturday because I'm running a half marathon on Sunday, and how am I supposed to do that if the world has ended? Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And, well, according to some people, the world is supposed to end in just a couple of days. This is the first I've actually heard of it.
I've been following this one.
And as I mentioned, this is, you know, just another
prepping.
Another one in the long list of ends of the world that I've wound up living through. I don't expect Saturday to wind up being any different. But the reason we're talking about this is we've got Riley on the line. Riley, the creator of the Free Talk Live Daily Digest. Again, you can subscribe to just that or all of the content from Free Talk Live over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Just go there and then select from the feeds that you want to subscribe to using the podcatcher of your choice. So, Riley, you're back on. Continue with your thoughts and tell us a little bit more about this supposed end of the world. Apparently there's some planetary alignment of some sort that's supposed to be happening.
Right. So from what I understand, there's supposed to be a planetary alignment, and this is coming 33 days after the solar eclipse.
Oh, no.
And people are equating that to the beginning of the end of the world because we've had a solar eclipse. We had really active hurricane season.
Oh, that giant and earthquake, too.
Well,
don't forget that.
There's a couple earthquakes. Solar eclipses, you know, roughly every couple of years. You might not necessarily see it where you live, but, or it might not necessarily be visible where you live.
Raining on their parade, Daryl. Come on.
Hey, you know,
I'm not raining on anybody's parade.
You're raining on the end of the world.
I'm just saying that they're not that super, super rare thing. It would be like, oh my God, high tide happened.
Okay, go ahead, Ron.
And that's the silliness of this. Like, so you have this planetary alignment, and then there's this theory that some planet X is supposedly out there supposed
Nibiru.
To wreak havoc with the world. And
oh, yeah, planet Nibiru. There are a lot of conspiracies about this. Like, it's where humans originated, and then we left Nibiru to, like, come here or something.
So outside of the media, I mean, I get warned about these from friends of mine. I remember this going on last year, you know. This is the year that Nibiru is going to make its appearance, and we've all got to be prepped and ready. And
wait, who is saying that?
There's a couple people out there.
Stop listening to those people. Problem solved.
Exactly. But I can't tell my friends. I do tell my friends. I say, like, you know, it didn't happen, so maybe you're not getting the best information. Well, you know, he says a couple things happened that changed it at the last minute. I'm like, I think for myself, I can't think for other people.
There are entire denominations of Christianity that are based around some of these ends of the world.
Sure.
That
oh, come
to have
on.
Happened.
That's like saying Scott from Massachusetts is a libertarian.
No, there are certainly apocryphal
Adventists.
There are apocryphal sects within the Christian religion that absolutely do think about that stuff.
Probably, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Look at, do you want to talk about the biggest preppers on earth?
Yep.
Mormons.
They're calling anarchists libertarians.
They are. Riley, continue with your thought.
So, yeah, we Mormons are into definitely preparing, but I don't think the end of the world's on September 23rd. I think people are just
is it September 27th?
Well, no. We should all get hammered on the 22nd.
Party at Heather's.
Well, there you go. But I don't know. I just think it's ridiculous that people are getting hyped up over this end of the world thing when in reality, I don't think it's coming for a long time.
Yeah, and there's that other, I can't quote scripture at all, but somewhere I'm paraphrasing it.
There is a scripture that says that nobody knows when the end of the world is going to be.
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting at, that we're not going to know. And there's any number. I'm more worried about the effects of government regulations in my life than I am planet Nibiru. I'm worried about our financial system, our monetary system. I mean, we have done nothing but make the problem worse since 2008. So picture a recession that's like 10 times as bad as the last one. That scares the heck out of me. You know, that should scare people.
It worries me too to some extent. Like, people just get all hyped up over the end of the world when we have bigger problems to worry about at home, like government interference and who knows what else.
Yep. Hey, Riley, you recently started up your own podcast too, correct?
That's true, I have.
Yeah, do you want to plug that?
Sure. My podcast is called Anarcho Agenda. That's A-N-A-R-C-H-O Agenda. You can find that at anarchoagenda.libsyn.com. And I've had an opportunity to interview Ian from Free Talk Live and Daryl. And so, yeah, check those out.
Nice.
Riley, thank you for the call. And again, thank you for your service. Let's go to
the phone. Thanks, Riley.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, do you think the world's ending on Saturday?
That's a bunch of nonsense. We all know that.
Sarah.
What's again, on your mind? Sarah, we're in agreement. Thank you.
What's on your mind, Sarah?
Well, I just want to mention that there are actually ways to save our energies by using different parts of our mind. So, in other words, if we do things like in a habitual manner, the more mm-hmm. things we have arranged in a habitual manner, it actually saves our mental energy.
Hmm. So, in other words, I thought you were talking about like oil and gas.
Well, you know what? I didn't know that there was anything much different between like keeping the shoes in all the same places and the keys and the same shampoo in the same places. The mm-hmm. more you keep everything the same and routine, the subconscious mind, the unconscious mind is the part that that
right.
is you.
It would free up your mind.
The less you wind up having to think, which actually winds up possibly having negative effects because then you're not exercising your mind as much.
Well, in those sort of mundane day-to-day things, and one of my favorite examples of this, Sarah, was Einstein. Somebody asked him what his phone number is, and he said, I have no idea, but I can look it up in the phone book if I ever need it.
Right.
You know? Why do I want to use my mind for something so mundane?
Right, I was just thinking the other day, my phone really is smarter than me.
No, it's smartphones.
Chris, let me give you a possible downside here. So if you always, when you leave your house going to work, you always take the same route.
Yep.
And then on a day off where you actually need to go to the grocery store, but your mind's in the process of, I'm in the car, I'm driving down this road, I've got to go to work. And then you
I've done it too.
Get to work, and you're like, oh, wait, today's the day we're closed.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was I doing? And there was one time when I was in high school where, you know how everybody does that routine of, you know, check your pockets, make sure all of the things. I did that while I was driving and I couldn't fill my car keys. And I turned around and started driving back home until I realized they were in the ignition of the vehicle that I was driving.
This is where we say we want some of what Daryl's smoking.
Yeah.
That's a good one. But no.
It's your mind in autopilot.
Exactly. But I don't disagree with you, Sarah. I think making our lives outside of that simple and repeatable and things are where they are. My girlfriend is a big proponent of that. Gives you more time to exercise your mind in different ways. So mm-hmm. I read. That's how I get most of my mental exercise. And I need to do that.
Yes, he does.
But what I'm thinking is that the more we do the things like that, what happens is that it saves our energy. So when we are, like, let's say, doing that podcast or checking our emails, where it consumes a lot of the part of the, like, the analytical part of the mind, where it consumes a lot of energy to make decision-making, the different part of the mind, maybe the cerebral part. So when we have those, we have more energy to spend upon that. You know,
I like it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know there was any difference. But I learned that from a radio show.
Sarah, thank you. Thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now, 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And if you want to help out the show in an indirect way, do so when you shop online by starting your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. From there, you can click over to Amazon, go to Newegg, go to Walmart, several other vendors listed on that site at shop.freetalklive.com. And you don't have to go to that URL every time. So you go there once, and then you bookmark the sites that you want to go to. And you don't pay more for what you were going to buy, but we do wind up getting just a little sliver of what you spend. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Doug calling in from New Jersey. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Free Talk. I am a leftover from when you were talking about the IT guys.
Yes.
I've been up and down the coast working with a lot of IT guys. I had to record a judge tell me that before he has to fly to a non-extradited country like Brazil, that they'll arrest me, put me in jail with no trial before anyone heard the tapes. And that has to do with some court transcripts. I went back to New Jersey after I was in Charleston, and I went to get the audio transcripts of the judge and I talk about bribes in the court, and you can hear the recordings on my YouTube. They said, look, we erased all those parts because I don't want to go to jail. And I had to go up and down the coast to different IT guys. I brought it to the chief of police in my town, and I recorded him. He says, look, before anybody finds out, I'm going to fire you from HSBC. And I took it to a prosecutor.
How? Hold on. How can a police chief fire you from a bank?
I used to be a loan officer for HSBC.
Okay. Right, but police chiefs don't... Doug, police chiefs...
Yeah,
hold on.
Hold on. Police chiefs don't have the authority to fire bank employees,
okay,
Doug.
Well, let him finish explaining, Daryl.
Well, Doug, S-I-T-T-L.
Yeah, no, you mention your YouTube channel every time you call in, Doug. We're not going to go watch
did
all
you
of your really long...
Did you the call?
I did,
really,
because...
Really, Daryl? Really?
Heather.
No.
Every
Not
time
cool.
he calls in.
This is
in.
Why my fan club's bigger.
Heather, every time this guy calls in, he wants to plug his YouTube channel that just has
but
a bunch of...
He wasn't even talking about that, though.
He was starting to give his YouTube channel that he's plugged numerous times, and every time he calls, he mentions his YouTube channel.
There were so many teasers in there, though. He's like, hey, I have to go to a country that doesn't have extradition. I was fired by a police officer from HSBC.
Let him plug his channel. Obviously,
no,
he's not getting
this is not free
viewers.
Plugs live... Radio.
I get that. But I've never heard that particular caller, and there was enough strange things
he's
said. I'm curious.
Regular enough to where I recognized who he was.
Well, if you're still listening, call back next week and we'll
plug your YouTube channel, and we might actually let you talk a little bit more. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, what just happened, that was a perfect illustration. But first of all, look over at Heather for a second and watch her blush. Heather fan club. Heather demonstrates more virtue in her little finger than everybody else on the program does in their entire being. She's head and shoulders above the everybody else as far as compassion and everything else, and she just demonstrated with perfect timing exactly what I'm talking about. So how red is she?
Thank you.
I don't know. I'm not looking at her because I don't like it when people tell me what to do. So continue with your thoughts.
She's young and naive, but we forgive her.
Yeah. Anyway, so I just wanted, since you were talking about the Heather fan club, I wanted to throw that in there while the timing was right.
Oh, you're so sweet.
So since
I do my best.
Since Daryl's being difficult, how red are you? How much of a blush did we get out of you?
I feel like I've tamed Daryl somewhat. Me and Daryl, we all vibe off each other. I think
she's got some rosy cheeks. I'll give you that.
Well, I appreciate the kind
words.
So
what's on your mind, David?
Me?
That was it. That's why I called.
That's why you called. Thank
wow.
you for the
what's
call.
On your mind?
Let's go
me.
To
awesome.
Daniel
you,
calling
David.
In on Skype. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Hey, Daryl. How's it going? So... I run a podcast that is on LRN.
And excellent.
We are actually streaming it live on YouTube as we speak, but I have them muted, so they're not going to interrupt us.
Okay.
But I know you're about to wrap up. One of my co-hosts, all of a sudden, he kind of caught me off guard. He started telling me that, I don't know, is Ian, no, he's off on Thursday nights, isn't he?
Right. Correct. Ian is not on the air tonight.
Okay, so he can't answer this, but we'll see what we get out of you. We have one of my co-hosts is claiming that Ian leans pretty hard left and might even be a socialist, and it caught me totally off guard. So
that's a new one for me. I've never heard that claim before.
I hear that claim more often. If anybody is slightly to the left, there seems to be a segment of the libertarians that go, you're a socialist. It's like, well, no, maybe you disagree on a couple topics.
Yeah, so I don't know. I didn't want to take up too much time. We got to finish up our show, and I don't even have our audio set up to stream back and forth. They can't hear you either. I just wanted to get in a call because I was shocked, and I knew you had 10 minutes left while you were live, so I was like, screw it, Tim. We're going to call him right now and see what they think.
Good answer.
Excellent.
I don't think of
you.
Ian as a socialist.
I've never heard that claim, though. Yeah, what is the show? And you said it's available on the Liberty Radio Network?
Oh, now
right.
Plugs are okay. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm trolling.
It streams presumably once a week. They just have a podcast loop, but it's called You, Me, and BTC. And yeah, it's on LRN.
Oh, so. Cool. Yeah, very familiar with that one. And we're big fans of the Bitcoin. Daniel, thank you for the call. And, yeah, since he's on the Liberty Radio Network, which you can find at LRN.FM, we will let people on the Liberty Radio Network mention their show. Again, we're not doing this, you know, free plugs live
we
sort of thing.
Daryl.
Heather wants to just
I don't control
everybody.
The drop. I don't, me and Chris, we don't control the little drop button. That's all Daryl.
Nah, yeah, Daryl is the first chair. If you're listening, Daryl controls everything about the show.
So when you call into the show, like, he's the one that has the red button.
He's the one who deserves
all
the credit for how smoothly the show
goes. Not red. So, Chris, we actually are going to have time to very, very briefly, and I've got it pulled up if you don't, very briefly touch on the story that we teased at the very beginning of the show about the controversy over the Pledge of Allegiance out of Midland, Texas. Article from CBS says, in this day and age where sitting or standing during the national anthem is a hot topic, recent event now has Midland High School students debating whether or not they have to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Seth Ortega says, it's basically a law. We need to stand to respect our country and those who died. Juniors and seniors were given a presentation on the pledge with a slide saying, it's the law to stand during the pledge and stay silent during a moment of silence. The U.S. Supreme Court in 1943, in a ruling dealing with students from West Virginia, wound up saying, no, you are not required to stand during the Pledge of Allegiance. And while I think it's respectful to stay silent during a moment of silence and to stay silent while other people wind up doing their chant salute thing, you're not going to jail if you aren't silent.
Yeah.
You're not going to jail if you don't stand up.
Yeah, I thought this was just a really interesting story because the slide is, and what Daryl read is actually what this slide that they put up there says. Pledge of Allegiance, it's the law, !! Stay standing during the pledge and silent during the moment of silence. And you know, a lot of people, a lot of kids and their parents sort of question that going, really?
Yeah.
If I don't do that, I'm breaking the law.
And there is a little bit more to this story. But, of course, we are basically out of time for tonight. So the link to this will be on the Facebook and the Twitter. Just one follow-up quote real quick from Edgar Ruiz, who says, I feel like everybody should stand. Midland Independent School District's Woodrow Bailey added that if students wish not to participate, their parents can simply fill out a form to remove them during the pledge.
If you would like to exercise your freedom of speech, please fill out this form.
Well, you know, that's not really that different from what the U.S. Supreme Court said. If you want to exercise your right to remain silent during a police encounter,
right,
you must simply inform the police officer that you want to remain
state
silent.
That you wish to be silent. Yes.
Or if you happen to be deaf and you can't tell the police officer that and you live in Oklahoma City, well, you might just wind up getting shot. And we talked about that story last night. And, well, you can find that show online and all of the archives at freetalklive.com. We'll be back tomorrow night.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.